The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong? Evan joins us today for Am I Wrong? Hi, Evan.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hi.
What's going on? Who are you having an argument with? What do you think you may be wrong about?
So it's actually with my buddy, Zach.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've been friends for years. And we're workout buddies. Admittedly, he's way more into it than I am.
Right.
But my current girlfriend, we actually met while at the gym.
Okay.
I kind of feel like every time we're at the gym and she's there, he immediately goes over to her, like spotting her and now he's giving her like new moves, and then I'm just like watching them, and they're in like a full workout training session. I did bring it up with my girlfriend. I was like, hey, you know, I just want to be honest with you. You know, what's going on? And she's like, oh, you know, no worries. Like, you know, Zach's cool. She thinks of him as like a really good trainer, and she's actually, kind of kicking ass too. But
that's good. But you're jealous that she's working out with him, or you're jealous that he's working out with her?
I'm more jealous because of him, because I feel like, you know, he's my buddy. We're friends first,
right?
And you know, I did kind of say something to him, and he was like, "Oh, what are you talking about?" Like, you know.
So you're not uncomfortable that he's like working with your girl, like working your girlfriend hard?
No, I am.
That's why. So you just want it to stop, basically. You want to work out with him, and you want her to work out on her own, and you want everything back to normal.
I feel like there's a little flirtation going on.
Yeah.
It's gotten beyond like, oh, I'm just gonna.
So yes, okay. Is the answer to that question.
Hang on one second, Evan. Let's call Zach here and see what's going on. What exactly is going on in the corner of the gym with your girlfriend?
Hello?
Zach.
Yeah?
What's up, man? How are you?
I'm good. Who's this?
Zach, my name's Mark Kay. I'm here with Megan. We're from 95.1 WAPE.
What's up, Zach?
Yeah, we host the morning show.
Oh, hey.
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 What do you want?
We also have your buddy Evan on the phone.
Oh.
He told us that you're getting a little close with his girlfriend at the gym, trying to help her out working out, but he's not into that.
What?
Yeah, are you working out his girlfriend at the gym?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I told you I was just like helping her out. Like, I feel like, I just want you to be honest. I'm sorry to put you on the radio station, but I feel like maybe you do have feelings for my girlfriend, and I think you're not being honest.
Bro, there are no feelings happening here, man. Like,
then why are you so excited every time she's there?
I mean, because I get excited. Come on, bro. Like, you know, we all work out together. You know what I mean? Like, it's just something. It's the fitness journey. You know,
yeah. You're just all on the fitness journey together.
We're all on the fitness journey with my girl.
I mean, me and her more so than you, because, like, I mean, you just don't, you're not into it as much as we are. You know, like that's the only thing. Like, I mean, she pushes me, and, I mean, I push her and stuff like that. Like,
Zach, I don't want you pushing my girlfriend anymore.
I mean, well, bro, I mean, I push a lot of guys' girlfriends, you know?
Okay.
What?
Wow. All right, hang on one second. Don't go anywhere, you two. We got some people on the line that want to comment. Steve, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
Hey, good, Steve. What'd you want to say?
Hey, I think the guy calling in is being a little insecure, man. You know, and honestly, that's probably going to take a little, if he is attractive at all, it's probably going to take away from it right there. You know, nothing turns a girl off more than an insecure guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, my wife works out a lot. You know, she's more into it than I am. She's 35 weeks pregnant right now, so not so much currently. But, you know, when she's not pregnant, she's in the gym 6 days a week. And, I'm in there maybe 3 days a week. If she's working out with a guy friend when I'm not there, I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, I trust my wife. Like, that's my soulmate. She's she's going to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah. This guy definitely has some issues, like insecurities.
Yeah, listen to how aggressive he's getting when his friend is talking about working out. It's kind of hilarious. Yeah.
Right.
I do feel, though, that like guys and girls who work out together, like it's definitely kind of sexual.
No, it's even not. It doesn't have to be that the guy is like knows what he's talking about. He just gives some tips and like show her the right form or whatever. It doesn't have to be like that.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, if you get the right form, they do have to get a little touchy. You know, they put their hand in the small of their back.
Right.
You know,
it's only like that if you make it like that. You're just if you're making it like that, then it's going to be like that. But
that's how I'm making it. Actually, I'm going to be honest.
Well,
with
yeah,
you.
No, we know. Is that why you stay away from the gym?
That's one of the reasons. Because I don't want women touching me there.
Okay.
Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it.
I don't 3 think 4 you'll 0, have to worry about that.
Evan called us up because he and his buddy Zach, who've been friends forever, they work out at the gym. But lately, Zach's been working out with Evan's girlfriend, and that makes you uncomfortable, right, Evan?
Yeah, it's way too much special attention going on.
Okay. And Zach, you're just what? You're just trying to help her with her glutes and stuff, or?
I mean, yeah, we kind of had a system going on, but I don't see the big deal.
Yeah, and it's just workout. There's nothing else going on.
Nothing else going on. Strictly.
All right. No, hang on 1 second. 340-9595. Austin, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, good, Austin. What do you want to say?
Yeah, we just wanted to say we thought she should be respecting her her boyfriend's feelings. If he doesn't feel that's right, then she, you know, maybe she shouldn't. Working out isn't worth jeopardizing a relationship.
Yeah.
You know, working out with another. And if he is insecure, maybe he's not wrong. You know, maybe there's reason. And if she can push another man to work out, maybe she should push her own boyfriend. You know.
Yeah, maybe that's a great idea. And you know, yeah, respect the boyfriend. If it makes him uncomfortable, why not just stop doing it? There's other people you could train with.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe find a girl to train with. That'd be super hot.
Oh my God.
Right? Austin knows what I'm talking about.
Get a life.
Right. Thanks, Austin, for calling. We appreciate it. Jeremy from the South Side, how are you?
Hello.
Hey, Jeremy, what'd you want to say?
So, I actually wanted to say that I do understand his insecurities and whatnot. I do get it. I just found out that my best friend, who we've been best friends for 7+ years, I had been sleeping with my girlfriend since Christmas.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
And that was just after he swore on his life and his child's life that nothing was happening and going on. And then a buddy of mine had actually recorded them doing stuff and sent it to me.
Wow.
What the hell?
I do get the insecurities of why he would think something like that might be going on.
Were your best friend and your girlfriend working out together, too, or just sleeping with each other?
No, they weren't working out together.
Yeah.
They would go and hang out like behind my back. She'd come over when I would leave for work, stuff like that.
Wait, you live with this guy?
Yeah, unfortunately. We had just signed a lease just after I found out all of this happened.
Oh, damn.
My God. What a horrible person.
That is awkward.
Did you kick his ass out?
I wish. Unfortunately, he's on the lease too.
So you guys still live together?
Yeah.
Does she still come over and hang out with him?
No, she's not allowed over.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Wow. All right, man. Hey, listen, thanks so much for calling. So he's saying, look, there may be something to it. There may be something.
Yeah.
You said God gave you intuition for a reason, right, Megan?
I guess so.
Yeah, it's not just to make beer.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.